This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain for the house of the God of Jacob, that we may be instructed in God's ways and may walk in his paths." For from Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord. This first Sunday of Advent, we find ourselves being invited to set off on a journey, a great pilgrimage to Jerusalem, to the mountain of God. Isaiah's prophecy puts it this way: all nations shall stream toward the Lord's mountain. Come, let us climb to the house of the God of Jacob, that God may instruct us and we may walk in the paths of the Lord. Even our psalm today speaks of this joyful pilgrimage to Jerusalem. I rejoiced when they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. But this Advent pilgrimage is not just any old ordinary pilgrimage. It's a call to conversion, a call to walk as a people, guided together by the light of God. In other words, we're not just talking about a little weekend hike here. It's more like the Camino to Santiago, a pilgrimage of conversion and metanoia, lived both personally and as a society as a whole. Mahatma Gandhi led his people many times on this kind of pilgrimage of fasting, prayer, and nonviolence. Says Isaiah today in the first reading, "A word of God shall go forth from Jerusalem. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again." Do we hear these powerful words? Our newspapers are filled these days with news about the disastrous war in Syria that has left millions of internal and external refugees. We read about the negotiations with Iran and Afghanistan, the ongoing situation of instability in Egypt, the ever-increasing terror and violence in our streets, our schools, and even within our own families. Not to speak of the destruction wrought on the people in the Philippines and other parts of the world, because our whole creation is upset and turned upside down. Come, let us climb the mountain of the Lord, is the cry of Isaiah. Our destiny is Jerusalem, not the divided Jerusalem which we read about in newspapers, but the New Jerusalem. The word itself means the foundation or city of peace, Jerusalem, Yerushalem, Shalom. Isaiah is saying to us, we have to make a pilgrimage together toward peace. Our world needs renewal and peace. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and one nation shall not raise its sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. Brothers and sisters, do we even hear this cry anymore? Are we willing to set off on this pilgrimage that requires a profound conversion of heart? Folks, the prophet Isaiah is not talking about a holiday picnic to Jerusalem here. He's calling us to a radical change of heart, on a national and international scale. No more wars. Not even any training for war. Is anybody listening? Let's be honest. These next weeks, our stores and our shopping malls are going to be filled with Christmas shoppers buying toy guns and real guns, violent video games that we give to our children and our grandchildren for Christmas. And then we wonder, how is it possible that a child goes crazy and kills other children? Are we simply becoming numb to this daily barrage of violence and war? Has Isaiah's call to melt down our swords and turn them into plows simply fallen on deaf ears? Are we ready to hear these tough, challenging words? St. Paul calls us today in his letter to the Romans to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In these coming weeks, we will walk with Mary and Joseph as they make their way to the tiny town of Bethlehem, today a city surrounded by a huge wall like a prison that holds an entire people captive. We will follow the shepherds as they make their way to the stable filled with light, with the hope of seeing the face of God, the Prince of Peace. Stay awake, says Jesus in today's gospel. This pilgrimage is not for the faint-hearted. We're being invited to conversion, to renounce our attitudes of violence and judgment, to turn our swords and our guns into plows and pruning hooks, to turn our battlegrounds into playgrounds and community gardens. Do we dare dream of a world free from war and violence? Do we still have enough hope in us to set off on this pilgrimage of peace, this renewal of our faith? Sisters and brothers, Advent is a time to dream of a new world, but it's also a time to put our words into action. It's not enough to say, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if our world could have real peace? No, it's time to say like Mary said, here I am, Lord, your servant. I'm ready to do your will. Are we ready? Are we ready for this pilgrimage? Do we have the faith and the willpower to prepare once again a home for the Prince of Peace?